you very much. Lovely, thank you very much indeed. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you've enjoyed a great meal, and I wondered if we can all show our appreciation to the fabulous Queen's staff there for what they've done. Thank you very much indeed. So this is it. The time to discover the many bright stars sitting amongst you throughout the course of this evening. We're very lucky to have such a wonderful panel of judges, all of whom are experts in their field and have a passion for excellence in customer service. Their dedication and hard work in selecting the winners in some highly competitive categories is invaluable, and just critically, they do it in return for this fantastically free meal.
Thank you.
So, before we reveal the winners, please show our judges your significant appreciation, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. So to get things underway, we're starting with our first award. Now, as much cheering as you like for your people who've been nominated, as much cheering as you like for those who come second, but we just ask for a bit of order when we come to announce actually who's won, because that, of course, is very, very important as well. So our first award is the Apprentice Award. So let's take a look at the shortlist, shall we? The Apprentice Award is sponsored by Leeds City College. So please can I ask Felicity Marsden and Andrea Tindall to join me on stage. The judges are pissed, you've got not much chance, have you? But there we go. There isn't, ladies and gentlemen. Can I ask best of order, please? Come on. Appreciate it. There isn't a runner-up in this category, so let's get straight to the winner. Felicity, would you do the honours, please?
The winner
of the Apprentice of the Year goes to Alex Verity. Yeah! Well
done, Alex.
Well done.
Well done. Still made family proud because we've all got trusty name and looked up to us and doing stuff from us and all the sit around me, you know.
I want to tell you a little bit about Alex, because after initially joining Doubletree by Hilton on work experience, Alex has continued to show great drive and commitment. The judges were impressed with Alex's ability to leave testing family issues at home and concentrate on his work. He shows a great ambition and knows exactly the route he needs to take to ultimately become a head chef. And the judges were in no doubt that he will achieve his aim. Well done, Alex. Great start. So that's one down. Let's move on to our next award. This is... Appreciate it. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is the Unsung Hero Award. Now, by the very nature of that title, these people often seem to go unnoticed, but our hotels really wouldn't be the same without their hard work. So let's see who is in the running. This year, the Unsung Hero Award is sponsored by St. Gemma's Hospice. So please put your hands together for Pat Gummerson, who spoke to us so beautifully at the start of the evening, as she makes her way to present the award. Pat, you're very welcome again. Now, before we announce the runners-up and winner, the judges have asked me to give a special mention to Ian Shillito at Wellmet. Ian is one of those rare and special people who are always ready to give of themselves and will do anything for everyone. Having been with Wellmet since he was 16, Ian is clearly a major contributor to their continued success and development. Can we have a round of applause, please, for Ian? Well done. So now to third place. Congratulations go to Bob Maginus from the Cosmopolitan Hotel. Please come and save Bob.
I think I've been nominated because my boss has seen things I've done. I don't know myself. I've had so many jobs in my time, and everybody used to take a look at me. I've had so many jobs, but at each job I pick some up, and now it's stood me in good stead for what I do and it doesn't bother me. And I'm just going, I don't know how to do it, I need to find out how to do it. Make sure I can do it, and I do it, and it's teaming them up work, so...
Let me just give you a bit more detail there that you may not have picked up from the video. The biggest commendation for Bob came from one of his colleagues, who said this: "We wouldn't know what we'd do without him. With particular focus on health and safety, as well as on improving the business and customer service, Bob develops ideas and implements solutions such as recently installing USB power outlets in the guest bedrooms. Many congratulations to you, Bob, on your achievement." Well done. In second place is Kevin Wilkins from McCure in Parkway. Please come to the stage.
Which involves all the maintenance within the hotel and various other things like dealing with car parking and a lot of guests. I think the reason I've been nominated is because I listen to people and their concerns, and sometimes just listening is enough. And you can deal with the problem in a later date as long as they know that it's going to be sorted when that happens.
We've only got a bit of a snapshot there. Kevin did this after travelling around the world and seeing 44 countries on the way. He sees things from the customer's perspective. His desire to see guests enjoy a hassle-free stay extends to him spending his Sunday evenings studying TripAdvisor reviews so that he can identify problems before addressing them the following morning. His can-do attitude and commitment to driving up standards throughout was commended by our judges. Kevin, many congratulations on your award. And now, Pat, may I ask you, my love, to open the envelope and reveal this year's Unsung Hero Award. You can come here, my love, and announce it. There we are.
Aid in Healing Autumn. One of the most memorable awards when I first got the opportunity, obviously, from being where I was in a position where golf was a hobby.
to then being able to work in golf. You know, I turned professional a couple of years ago and working for a club and sort of working my way up. It's a sense of pride in a sense. I never thought I'd be in this position, so to now be looking after the members, you know, the guys I generally grew up playing with, you know, it's pretty cool. And I built that relationship with the members and the guys. You know, I've got a lot of members that have gone, you know, from my own self, and being able to go out and play with them, it's pretty cool to me.
Best of order, thank you. He's passionate about every element of his job as golf membership advisor, both on and off the course, and has nurtured great relationships with all of his customers. Having overcome serious health issues, which would have beaten most people, Aidan has continued to train towards his goal of becoming PGA professional and is dedicated to getting young people involved with the sport he loves. We're talking about a special guy. Let's hear it for Aidan. Thank you very much. It's now time to acknowledge those people who dedicate themselves to getting the best out of others and helping them to advance their careers. It's the Mentor of the Year Award. So, you can let your hair down big time, ladies and gentlemen, in about 20 minutes' time, but please, these awards that are massive, we all want to win them. Can I have a bit of order, please? Respectfully, can I? Thank you very much indeed. Here are the nominees. Sponsoring the Mentor of the Year Award is the Conference and Hospitality Show, and presenting the award, would you please welcome Emma Cartner. The second place goes to Carolina Spedding from Doubletree by Hilton.
Good mentor, to define a good mentor, you need to be somebody who can relate to the person. You know, it's not good standing in a box and preaching, because we all started from the bottom. And I think it's important to show those guys that making a mistake is part of learning. There's nothing wrong with making a mistake. Sometimes that's the best way to learn. What you do and how you recover from making a good, you know, it's and how you raise up from that, I think that's what makes you a good mentor and a good person.
Now, for Carolina, it's the second time she has won second place in this award. She's a standout mentor. The judges were impressed by the stunning accolades supplied by her mentees and her commitment to mentoring both inside and outside of work. Leading by example with an ethos of honesty and being proactive, Carolina encourages her team to strive to achieve the best at all time. Carolina, well done. Many congratulations again. Emma, my love, will you come over here and tell us who the Mentor of the Year award goes to?
And the winner is Davina Tutiani.
To do your best. I had a mentor. He is still my mentor, actually. We have a very good relationship. We talk on a regular basis and we discuss our ideas and we discuss our family and people and the world. What would it mean to win this award? A lot. Just being nominated to begin with. It's, you know, bringing a lot of happiness, appreciation for my mom.
There is absolutely no questioning Doreena's success as a mentor. Over the last 12 months, listen to this, she has developed and put a mentoring structure in place with results speaking for themselves. Two of her team have gained promotions, with another two securing places on schemes to help them progress to the next level of their career. Doreena simply epitomises what a mentor should be, concentrating on developing the individual rather than the team. All, please show your appreciation for our winner there, Doreena, well done. Congratulations. So it's time now to head behind the scenes and crown the winner of the award for customer service back of house. Good luck to all. Quite a few people involved in this, I know. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Let's take a look at the shortlist. Sponsors of this award are Nisbet. Please could I invite Oliver Burr to join me to present the award. Oliver, you're very welcome. Thank you. So, in second place, Elaine Hemingway from the first half of
is being a team player with personality. I'm very enthusiastic about my job, and I'm a motivator. I motivate my boss and the other people, so I just love working. It's a lovely hotel, and I have a lot of loyalty to Mr. Jackson, my boss. Get lots of support, so I just love working there. It's a lovely place to work.
Interesting story, this. Having made a break for it and successfully escaped from Thorpe Park Hotel and Spa, she was then enticed back to take on a role specially created for her. Demonstrating supremely high standards, Elaine takes her work extremely personally and is committed to delivering nothing but the very best, all of the time, and is unsurprisingly a highly valued member of the Thorpe Park team. Many, many congratulations to you, Elaine. Oliver, would you be so kind, sir, to come over here and be the winner? Thank you very much.
The winner is Joanna Ritchie.
Stayed behind like I always would do, just to make sure everything was running smoothly, to host a meet and greet and help all the different departments. And my manager said to me at around 8 o'clock, why are you still here? And I said, I still care, I still get really nervous about every single event. She said, see, that's what makes you special. And people always say to me, you can tell that you love the job, and I think it's really nice to be recognised for that. And Q Hotels in Queens, they've put so much dedication into me from being a graduate to where I am now, and I'd just love to win it for them.
So, very much a home win there, and well deserved. Let me just describe what the judges said about this young lady. A bundle of energy. Joanna impressed with her passion, vibrancy and innovative ideas. With an impressively proactive approach, she's dedicated to ensuring that each of her clients receives a package tailored to their particular needs and requirements, and then goes above and beyond to actually deliver it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's show our appreciation for Joanna. Well done. So let's move on, if we may now, to the award for Customer Service Front of House Award this time. So, exciting, come on. Thank you very much. This award is sponsored by Trinity Leeds, and to present the award, I'm delighted to be joined by David Madison. You're welcome, David. Thank you. Now, not surprisingly, this was an incredibly hard-fought category, and the judges had their work cut out for them, with one describing it as the toughest judging I have ever had to do. In the end, and after much deliberation, they couldn't separate two people. So we have a joint third place. Many congratulations to Oliver O'Reilly from Crown Plaza and John Ritchie from Double Two by Hilton.
Guestfield modern home. It gives them that relaxed feel, that they can come to live with problems. Just like you would be at home, just as you relax and treat the hotel as you like, your house kind of thing like that, treat them like that.
I think it's old school customer service. I've been getting to know the guests, the surnames. Yeah, something about the family, the relatives, things that you can get a conversation with. It's very important to me because it gives you a guest, it gives you satisfaction of the job well done when you go home. The guest, if the guest's happy, you're happy. All in all, if the guest's not happy, then I'm not happy.
John just reminded me, he used to look after me when I used to go to Sunday, so he's moved on. Let me just tell you a bit about these two guys, because they're a bit special in their own ways, and I'd just like to share what the judges mentioned about them to you, if I may. John has the fantastic ability of knowing what a customer needs or wants even before they actually do. That's something he has developed through working in the industry for 47 years. He puts all of that experience to further good use and helps to train the younger members of the staff. Oliver offers attentive service at all times and was described by our judges as being friendly, a strong communicator and always willing. His attention to detail also stood out with his belief that even the small things matter. Please show your appreciation to John and Oliver. Massive award this. Second place, Alton Hall's Ian McCallum.
The job itself is fantastic. It's, I used to be a printer before, and I was stuck in factory, people's press. I hated it, remember that. Took redundancy about 11 years ago, and I found my forte in my life, and I love it, just love it. I love just making people laugh, and enjoying life, and I just enjoy it.
You've been credited by one of your colleagues as being Alton Hall's rock. Ian certainly impressed judges who described him as a true people person who doesn't see what he does as a job. With a bubbly personality, as we've seen already, Ian is happy working in any customer-focused role and actively seeks out every opportunity to help, something he does with a genuine smile on his face. Many congratulations to you, Ian. You richly deserve that. Now, David, if you'd be so kind as to announce, sadly we can only have one winner.
Right, well I'm absolutely delighted to announce that the winner is Matthew Bevington!
Congratulations from the runner, to room service kind of station where he was like a big responsibility for me. He was very nerve knocking at first. But after hearing the feedback from customers, not just the customers but staff as well, it gives me confidence, it gives me more confidence. And to have this award kind of supports that kind of says to me that I'm doing a good job, that my service is acceptable and that I'm doing a good job.
Shaking like a leaf there when he was receiving his award. Always attentive, polite, always happy to chat to customers. Ian wowed the judges with his positivity and confidence, always striving to go beyond expectations. He personalised his service to individual customers, an approach which has won him many fans, including converting more challenging guests into friends. Despite doing a degree in media TV, Matthew admits that hospitality has now become a part of him. Ladies and gentlemen, show your appreciation for our winner there. That is it. Next up is the People's Choice Award. Now, let me tell you a bit about this. Thank you. Big award this, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. This is our only award voted on by the public, as we know how much everyone enjoys voting at the moment. But I'm relieved to say, however, that this is one vote that delivered a clear, strong and stable winner. Thank you for those words, Deb. Let's have a look at the shortlist. Once again, the sponsors of the award are the Yorkshire Evening Post, and presenting the award from them is Graham Walker. Graham, come and join us. Thank you. Only one winner, obviously. Would you do the honours, Graham, and announce the winner of the People's Choice Award?
Yeah, the People's Choice Award winner is Sarah Hawkins.
Virgin Trains East Coast, and representing them to present the award, would you please welcome Paul Smith. runners-up in this category. But before we announce who the winner is, the judges gave special mention to Joan Moran from Crown Plaza. She has given a lot of time, a lot of passion to two hotels during her career. Joan has recently left the industry and is enjoying her well-earned retirement. We wish you well for the future, Joan. Round of applause, if I may, on your behalf. David, it's all yours. Will you announce the winner, please? Paul, sorry, will you announce the winner?
Okay, big up Top Banana 2. Peter McMahon, Alton Hall.
Win this award, I don't know. I've been there 24 years, so a lot of hard work's gone into it. I'll enjoy it. It'll be a great thing to win, to go on the CV, because I've not finished yet. I'll have to be another 24 years or so, but maybe not.
Progression every year. With impeccable presentation of himself and true dedication to his role, he's the master of anticipating the needs of his customers, and it's no surprise that he's known for his excellence throughout the Q Hotel Group. Ladies and gentlemen, another round of applause for Peter. I really do appreciate you being so patient, ladies and gentlemen. You can soon let your hair down. We're almost coming to the end now. The penultimate award is the Rising Star Award. So let's share, shall we, who the Rising Stars are. This is sponsored. I'll let you settle down a little bit. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. The Rising Star Award is sponsored by Conference Leeds, so please welcome Jennifer Young to the stage. Sarah Walton from the Hilton Leeds City. They commented on her creativity and out-of-box thinking, described her as an inspiration for young moms. Well done, Sarah. So now, we're on to third place. Once again, a tough category to judge. So we have a joint third place. Congratulations to Lara Jimenez Giganto from Park Lava and the Mets, Daniel Santana.
To the race and to my weeks at work.
At the Met, I've developed mostly as a person, but also at my job. I used to work in F&B, and also we did conferences and weddings and events, and then I moved to front of house, which is where I work now. So I think I've kind of covered a couple of departments, and that's shaped me as an individual as well. And then you get to do different things, you get to get with different kinds of people. It does teach you how to take on.
our judges fully expect her to realise her vision of being a GM within 5 years. Despite being dissuaded from joining the industry from her hotel GM father, hospitality is in Dahlia's blood. Taking the position of duty manager has only further fueled her drive towards hotel management. Can we show our appreciation to those two fabulous first-place people? In second place is Davinia Martinez.
In the meantime, I want to develop within the meetings and events sales area, rather as an assistant manager or manager in the meetings and events. I'm not sure if within 5 years I will be able to be so far to the director of operations, but I do hope that I get to the sales side manager. Yeah, definitely.
With a fantastic attitude to working, with her team based around an ethos of respect, Davinia embraces new challenges and thrives on taking responsibility, something that was demonstrated as she took the sales and marketing lead for the opening of a new bar. Fiercely ambitious, Davinia has set sights on the position of operations director. Whoever occupies that place at the moment, beware, obviously. Now, Jennifer, over to you, if I may ask you, my love. Let us know who has taken the title of Rising Star 2017.
So, congratulations, the Rising Star is Andrew Revel.
I felt quite big, to be honest. I almost started as sort of boots sales manager to this day. Sort of in the past 2 years, I've been more involved in the budget structure. Just things that I never thought I would have been 2 years ago when I was taking on. I look after not only my own department, but I'm operational as well. So that's sales operational, I look after the restaurant, the bar, that sort of thing. And I also keep my own reception there. So even though we've got no manager, it's just keeping the staffing levels together, making sure that we're all staffing, so what's going on. So to be honest, the development has probably just gone sort of out of the world for me. But it's what I wanted it to do.
A remarkable story because he started as a pot wash at the tender age of 15. He now occupies the position of C&B sales and duty manager. Coming into a small traditional hotel, he has encouraged his team to embrace working outside of their comfort zone and have to be proactive as well as promoting general well-being and charitable work. His management style is clearly a success, as his team has already beaten their target for the year. Andrew, many congratulations. So, thank you so much for being patient. We have arrived at the final award of the evening, and this, of course, is a big one. It's time to announce the top team. Now, this is sponsored. Thank you. Just bear with us just a few more minutes, ladies and gentlemen, you can go crazy after that. This is a massive award. This big award is sponsored by Leeds Bid. So please can I invite Andrew Cooper to the stage to present the award. You're very welcome again, Andrew. Thank you. Third place, still a massive award. Third place is the housekeeping team from the Cosmopolitan Hotel.
was that time. It looked like it was anything too serious then.
Let me tell you a bit about the wealth of coming up. With experience ranging from 6 months to 20 years, the housekeeping team are the epitome of teamwork. From placing balloons and banners in bedrooms for guests who are to celebrate a birthday, to petals on the beds for anniversary stays, there's nothing that these ladies won't do to ensure that their guests are made to feel extra special when they stay at the Cosmopolitan. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for this remarkable team. Second place, the spa treatments team from Thorpe Park.
A journey from start to finish. We're very natural, we are kind of things that we do a lot of training with the girls so that every client gets like an exceptional treatment and experience, and we do ongoing training with the girls as well to make them happy in the workplace and all, yeah, just do everything as a team.
Inside out and love what they do. The spa treatment team have had that perfect balance of business acumen and customer focus with sparkling customer accolades and an impeccably clean spa to match. The team base their success on being a tight-knit work family who are dedicated to providing the best service to everyone that walks through their door. Many congratulations to you. So, Andrew,
so, the award for the top team goes to Well Met.
I think we're nominated for the top team because we are the top team in the game. They are from completely different backgrounds. So from the hotels, from the university, and our combined experience really helps kind of drive more experiences and give the best to the client and to our team as a whole as well.
To win this award, we would be really happy. We've got some new members of the team, so a member of the team which just had promotions and moved up, and a new conference centre, so I think it would just really cement the future. It would be really, really good.
Together education, hospitality brings its own challenges, doesn't it? Challenges which this team is well equipped to rise to. Now competing with dedicated hotels and venues on an equal level, the team knit together skills developed from a range of backgrounds, and it was no doubt this wealth of experience which helped them successfully take on a new venue in 2017. That brings to an end of what I'm sure you'll agree has been a wonderful evening from this formal part of the equation. Many congratulations to all the winners and nominees this evening. Please give them all one final round of applause. These awards yet again. If anybody wants any more photographs, I'm on table one, so please come and join me a little later on. But at this point, may I invite your chairman, Gordon Jackson, back to the stage to say a few closing words. Gordon, it's all yours.
Thank you, Harry.
thank everyone for keeping control. I think we owe a breath of gratitude. Well done, Harry. Thank you very much indeed. A couple of points. I don't know about you, but that was one of the finest meals I've had in an event such as this. I'd like to thank not only the kitchen of the Queens for producing such a fantastic meal this evening, but also for the sort of service that I thought was absolutely exceptional. So I think we need to say thank you very much to the Queens. These events just don't take place on their own, and the team of Bonham & Hindley have done an exceptional job this evening, so I'd like to present them with a few gifts. So if Debs, Abby, Zara and James would like to come up and have some flowers and some cloth on that.
Glad I come down.
Thank you very much for me.
On behalf of all of us, to say thank you for all of her efforts in organising tonight. So, Abby, if you'd like to.